The next patient is Sandra Ibarra. The last name is I, B like in boy, A, R like in Roger, I like in Roger, A. First name Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A. This is the clinical case of a 56-year-old Mexican female that has a history that is about 20 years old of diabetes mellitus. First, the patient has gestational diabetes. After the delivery, the patient was without evidence of the diabetes for 3 or 4 years, and later on she was diagnosed as type 2. She's insulin dependent. The diabetes has been aggressive, especially from the neuropathy type of disease. This patient has neurogenic bladder with a suprapubic catheter and has peripheral neuropathy. The patient is wheelchair confined. The patient is with a BMI that is around 20. The laboratory workup that was sent to the office that was done on January the 20th, 2024, the serum creatinine 0.59, a BUN of 44, and the blood sugar of fasting of 180. She had a hemoglobin A1C that was 7.6. Make sure that she takes vitamin D. Just tell her. The patient is with albumin creatinine ratio that was done in January of 819. However, this is a spot urine, and the urine has been cloudy. We're going to order a 24-hour in order to establish the kidney function and the proteinuria. Following number, the patient has neurogenic bladder with a suprapubic catheter. Following number, the patient has mild hyperkalemia that is most likely associated to the diabetes. Following number, the patient has a hemoglobin of 10.3 with a hematocrit of 30.6 with normal indices. The B12 level is adequate. We are going to investigate the iron stores and stool for alcohol blood. Following number, the patient has a history of mixed hyperlipidemia. The total cholesterol is 166. The HDL 33, the LDL is 90, and the triglycerides 254. Following number, vitamin D deficiency that is severe and profound. We have to treat this aggressively, and we will. Following number, the patient has a peripheral neuropathy, as mentioned before, and recently sustained a patellar fracture in the left side. She is on a brace. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks for laboratory workup. Thanks a lot for the kind referral. We'll follow the case with you.